Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of the After Show. Those were so many ofs. I feel like I said so many ofs. With me, of course, I have my co-host Adrian. I have Gabriel. I have Azmath. I have Kalunji in the building. We're going to But today we're going to switch it up a bit. I'm not going to host today because what they're talking about is, in my opinion, an almost trash show.
Uncultured swine, as I'm sure you're about to find out.
I don't know how... So you guys are going to take like the lead with everything. But yeah, substituting in my place will be Gabriela. I hope he's going to be as great of a host as I am.
I'm not sure we have any Gabrielas here. Maybe if he shows up, Sharon will see. But in the meantime, Gabriel shall be around.
Adrian, I think you can say hi to the people and then everyone else introduces themselves.
Yes, hello guys, welcome to the After Show. Obviously season 2 and we're about the bank. I think I would like to apologize on behalf of like the After Show crew for Ivy's, should I call it a crime? Because like this being the After Show is that we are supposed to keep you guys in the loop with all the latest anime. So I think Ivy owes you guys an explanation and
an apology
as to why she hasn't
deported. Why are you starting this off on a very sad note? It's just my opinion. We're supposed to be talking about...
No.
This is treason. And that opinion was not calculated at all.
Like,
I totally agree with you.
My
and I believe we should introduce the After Show Naughty Corner where we send people with opinions like this because... season one's Ivy's verdict would not be very happy with what she just said now, sure.
Hi everyone, welcome to the After Show. This is Azmath, my second time being here. It's an honor.
Yeah, Azmath, it's a pleasure to have you, man. Seriously, a pleasure to have you coming in with your cultured opinions. This is exactly what we need.
Yeah, this is Christian. Why do you use my non-lit name when introducing me? You're using Gabriel, Azmath, Adrian, and you just say Kalunji. Yes, that's not nice. But yeah, this is Kalunji Cristiano. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, we're back, and obviously it's going to be a very, very great episode. Gabriel is such a good host. I think he's going to do a good job with it. And let's kick it off.
Yes, and we are very hyped today. The anime coming to you from the After Show podcast this time is going to be Chainsaw Man. It has been a smash anime of the summer recently. I believe a good number have seen it who are currently watching the anime. And there was a lot of excitement surrounding it. It was kind of like My Spy Family. I don't know if you'd agree. There was a lot of hype around it initially. And it dropped and I feel it's living up to that. What? I just have one question. Main man Adrian, the After Show host.
Yeah.
Tell us, do you believe that Chainsaw Man lived up to the hype it had that it built up towards its release?
Okay, like, according to what I've seen, is that it has received so much hype and anticipation, especially in, like, Japan. But I think overall, basically, people are still trying to actually, like, catch up to it and actually to see if it's up to their vibe. But, like, one thing I can definitely say about Chainsaw Man is that also me as a person who has just started watching it, like, I haven't yet caught up with, like, the vibe. But, like, I feel like if we give it, like, some good time, and we get into like season 2, I feel like it's going to be a really good, because they're setting up something really good and something deep with like the gun table. So I feel like it just needs time. But right now at the moment, I think like the biggest thing that I would say I like about it is like the visuals. When it comes to like dark, it brings out like that darkness, like that brutality, yeah? So I feel like that's something we don't see in anime so much. Like the last, I mean, anime I think I saw with like such a style was Cabaneri. I think Cabaneri of the Iron Fortress. Well, like there's so much like, yeah, there's so much swordplay and so much bloodshed. So I think like this is like one of like those new gen animes where we don't see like, we see so much bloodshed and like they don't like give a damn. Like they're willing to go out there and like just put everything into like the entire visual style of the anime.
Yeah, that makes sense, honestly, because I believe they played heavily into their strengths, especially with the art style. Azmath, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I actually do have quite a lot to add. When the trailer of Chainsaw Man dropped, I really thought it was going, you know, quite several scenes where there was some intense action, but when episode 1 aired, there's something off that put me off. Like in the first 20 minutes, it was quite
20 minutes is the whole episode.
sorry.
The first like 10 or so.
5 minutes maybe. It was quite boring. It was off to a slow start. But I'm glad actually he was able to gain his abilities in the first episode. They actually did the same thing with Jujutsu Kaisen. You remember,
yeah,
the action
yeah.
started right off within the first episode. We've already seen something. So I think they're taking the right direction. And also, I think the word Adrian was looking for was grotesque.
Yes, yes.
The gore and the scenes in there are quite grotesque, like the blood and all that. But
yeah, I definitely have no doubts. To all our Aftershow listeners, if you're hearing a chopper in the background, I would like to apologize. The Aftershow pilot is just doing a few laps around the area, ensuring that the podcast crew is safe and secure. Let us hear some cultured thoughts from Cristiano.
So I was very, very hyped about Chainsaw Man. I think I started reading the manga when it started coming out. I think the first issues, that was around the same time when Jujutsu Kaisen was, I think, airing. So I read a few of the chapters, and yeah, I was really hyped. And I would gladly say that I am enjoying the show so far. Yeah, that's what I can say about it. It's very, I just like it. I just like the grotesqueness of the show, the blood, and you know, the maturity of the show as well. It's, I would like to say, meanwhile, that it's not a show for kids per se. So,
definitely
agrees with me on that.
I definitely agree with you on that one. It has a, it has some very edgy motivations that.
yeah. There is boob love in the show. So, yeah, but that's just me.
I think. Gabriel and Karunji, if I'm to add on to that, I feel like, if I was to ask, like, in terms of, like, reception, when you're to look at Chainsaw Man and, like, the last big animes that came out over from 2019 to 2021, like Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer, do you think, like, Chainsaw Man has actually received so much, like, praise as, like, Demon Slayer and Tengi and Jujutsu Kaisen? Does it deserve that very praise?
I would like to say it's a little bit too soon to tell, because we're getting a few mixed feelings. This was the same thing we had with Jujutsu. Some people had a few mixed feelings initially after the first 3 or 4 episodes that were completely blown away when we saw Gojo handling business real nice. So we're hoping that we'll get to see some extremely flashy fight or action sequence somewhere within the season that will completely turn the tide. Actually, now that you've said
one thing that I can say is that if you're to compare now, like me in my opinion, if I'm to look at Demon Slayer and like I also look at Chainsaw Man, I feel like they have that similar kind of direction that I was telling Ivy sometime back. Where like in every episode, like there's like they create a villain, they have to go and defeat a devil at the end of the episode, and then they go into the next episode, they do the same thing. Like it gets repetitive. So I really hope it's not going to be the same thing with the, like with the Chainsaw Man, like so in like Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that raises a good point actually. We have said that there's quite a lot to love about the anime. There's quite a bit to enjoy about Chainsaw Man. I'd like to ask, from the bits you've seen, is there any particular part you felt disinterested by or you did not like? Ivy in the naughty corner here said she hated the whole anime, so we're gonna get an opinion from her from there as well.
I think let me just explain myself why I disliked this anime. Like, I don't know, like, first it's what I told you when I came here, Gabriel, that his transformation is strange, the look itself is just strange. It doesn't like invite me to watch more. I found it fake. Whoever did the drawing stuff was probably like in... he looked like a P1 drawing. And that's the best way I can say it.
I would like to quite disagree quite a bit. The only downside that I got from Chainsaw Man was the fact that everyone in the show, most of the characters, kept pushing Denji around. They were all mean, like, instead of... okay, the only person that was nice was the pink-haired girl.
And she was also
the boss.
Nice to be, like,
yes, she was nice in a manipulative way. But everyone else was, like, pushing him around. And to be honest, I didn't see any bad sides. The other bad side... I saw was the art. The CGI was quite trash at some point. I remember in the first fight when Denji was running, he was like lunging. He wasn't basically running. It's like the CGI was trying to, I think they tried to make things so realistic. They ended up missing out on the, okay, if you're to compare the action scenes with something that like Ufotable or Aniplex put out, there's a very, very big difference. Like, the action scenes look quite different from what we normally see. Like, let's say if someone swung a sword in Bleach, you'd see a difference between that same swing in an anime like Chainsaw Man. There's a lot that changed with the art, the animation, and the CGI that I didn't like, but the show is good altogether.
I think, for me, I have no qualms about the show. The style... We needed something different. Looks different.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. It's very I have really no issue with it. The story,
it has a similar art style than like a Mob Psycho. It's like a more
gory. Yeah, I see. Now something like Mob Psycho. You see, Mob Psycho, it's very different. It's like unusual, but it's very nice at the same time. I don't know about that.
So
okay, personally,
I'm saying that the CGI is refined in Mob Psycho as compared to Chainsaw Man.
Well, I don't know about CGI, but I just like the art, me personally.
Actually, the art in Mob Psycho is trash, but the team behind the animation is just way too good. Like, you can see at some point they don't draw people whole, they just draw sketches and animate them in Mob Psycho. The art is really trash, but the animation is really, really good. Now here, the art is good, but the animation is quite slow to me.
Anyway, it's MAPPA. MAPPA has been like animating like two animes at the same time. So if that is an issue, then it has to be a manpower issue. But I don't know. I feel like that's a very particular issue someone has with
that. Yeah, I really don't have an issue with the black and white. Most anime use it as a way to to skimp on having to overly animate all these colorful fight scenes. They just flip it to black and white and tell you some lie, like the guy got punched back into the manga or something. They fill you in with some random line like that. But most times it works and it fits the story. If you remember one particular one, which was from Fire Force, there was a guy who was palmed in the ribs and it switched to black and white. And I believe the effect came off really well. I've not seen them use it a lot in Chainsaw Man though. What do you think?
There was that one moment in One Piece when Luffy punched that guy from the other celestial being.
The celestial dragon, yeah. Now, with regards to your issue of the story being repetitive across animes, I don't know how they can do it. I really do not know. Because such an anime definitely has to have a villain, and they have to have a way to get to... I do not know. I don't know how you would want them to work around the whole villain type situation. I don't know. But we just need to give...
What's the problem with like, the villain? What's the problem with the villain that Asmath is presenting?
There is no problem with that. You said that the story is repetitive, that they have a villain that they have to fight ultimately. That's what you said, right?
No, what I was saying is that, you know that thing where like... I used to see it a lot in like the CW shows where like every episode is designed in a way that the episode kicks off with like the team being sent on a mission to actually go out and like take care of like this bad person. So like in Demon Slayer, like every episode, like it's the same design where they have to go like some mountain, they go to some river, some village, and they're going to take out like a demon. Now, like in Chainsaw Man, I was also seeing that like that kind of like similarity where like every episode, I'm seeing like the team being sent out to go and take care of a certain devil. Like this episode, they're taking care of like the bat devil. The next episode, I'm seeing they're taking care of like the worm devil.
So like I hope it's not like the case where we're going to have like that. To me it's something I don't like, where you have like that repetitiveness in episode. Like I want a story to flow from like one step to the next, right? You get what I'm saying?
Okay, back from my naughty corner. I think now with the I brought myself
by the way,
back.
Who brought her back? You're here,
there's someone who's supposed to be hosting, but he's not hosting, so that's why I say you guys will miss me after like 2 seconds. Anyway, with the way I was watching like some of the highlights and whatnot, I feel like there's like a main devil in this thing, not so, which is the gun devil,
yeah,
right? So it's leading up to that, but see, it just still doesn't make any sense at all.
This is coming from someone who has not even watched one whole episode talking about it making sense.
You should just stay banished.
Just stay out of this.
Stay banished. I thought you said you would be quiet this entire time.
Take up
yeah.
to the corner.
Okay, fine.
You're getting carried away.
The problem is that Kafunda Wines and Spirits hasn't sponsored this episode, so
those are.
Okay, welcome back from that commercial break. Our commercial break was proudly sponsored by Kafunda Wine Store and Spirits, your favorite alcohol, spirits, beers,
really
and beverages.
Sponsor anything, guys. Just don't. But yeah, go visit them.
The after show is still clearing out a few contractual issues with. No, this is all just a banter from the naughty corner that she was assigned to. Kafunda Wine Store and Spirits, and
Sky Limit Fumigation Services. Yeah, we'll be clearing out all the rodents, the insects.
When was the last time we
we are in the insect eating season, apparently.
before we get sidetracked, this insect eating season is about to end, and just like the season, I believe the few episodes that are out so far. Also done, we are anticipating they can be incredible. Now to close off, what are we expecting from the remaining episodes? What do you see, what do you foresee or hope to see in the coming episodes, Adrian?
I think for my like expectations of like the end of the season, like definitely I'm curious about like basically like, because they have built up like the story to like to get to this like big bad gun devil. So like for me now, like I'm dying. I'm very curious to see what like this thing looks like. So I don't know if they're going to give us like a glimpse of like them actually getting to it, or them actually getting to a place where they get some interactions with, like how we saw in Demon Slayer that we got some few interactions with like Mozan. So I hope like I get to see like how, what this thing looks like, because like everyone like just says. Like they make it out to be like this entire bad thing, like it's undealable, like they can't deal with it.
Yeah. Actually, you can notice a few glimpses of power scaling earlier on. You can notice that they show you a whole team. Pretty much every devil hunter we have seen so far go up against one tiny fraction, not even a big enough fraction to crawl back to the actual gun demon, the gun devil, sorry, but a tiny fraction, one bullet, literally one bullet. But it took this team a lot of whimpering and a 3-day fight to get out of this. I believe they are just trying to show us, they're trying to power scale in a way what to anticipate from this gun devil.
And another thing, Gabriel, I was saying another thing is that I think you guys, we just didn't talk about this, but we had to talk about like the contracts, like the devil hunters have, like the devils. Because we can see that a good number of like devil hunters from like the team have a contract with like a fox devil. So like I also this is something I expected to see. I thought it's like an interaction, like I would see how this contract works, how a devil hunter actually gets into a contract with like the devils and stuff like that. So I hope they flesh it out like before like the season ends.
Yeah. I'm actually genuinely hoping for something like that as well. Asma, what do you think of the whole contract situation? Do you think we'll be seeing any more saucy deals coming up?
Yeah, the contracts are quite weird because you have to sacrifice a part of your
like
body.
It's like the equivalent exchange concept for the Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yes.
But in a more sinister way.
Yeah, because I don't see how much. You see, most of the demons, so the devils, they draw most of their power from blood. So I don't understand how one eye can settle a contract, because it will eventually need more. Yeah, so I don't know. There's a limited amount of power I think it can give you with just giving it one body part. The other thing I'm excited about is to see the actual Gun Devil. Also, the other thing I would like to wind up with in this session is I don't think we've seen Denji at max yet. I don't know if this is a spoiler.
As long as it's not yet in the episode, you have seen episodes. It's a spoiler.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I can stop here. I do not know what if this part was.
Yeah. That's but no spoiling.
Okay.
Yeah.
No spoiling.
Actually, yes. From what you said, it brought something to mind. A concept that is very severely repeated in the show, especially in the and the power leveling department, is fear. The concept of fear. As much the level at which the demon's name is feared or scared of, pretty much, directly affects the strength of this devil. Christian, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, it was explained. I think, yeah, it was explained very well in the, what episode was that? When they were fighting the devil in the hotel.
Yes, that was the Gun Devil. The remnant, a tiny bit of the Gun Devil.
Where that, I forget her name. But the chick with the invisible hand.
Ah, yes, the eye patch girl.
The eye patch girl, where she talks, where she's being talked to by her mentor or her boss. And she's being told that people who are fearless or guys who are like,
have a screw loose.
Yeah, screw loose. They are feared by the devils instead of the other way around. And they are the ones that actually live longer than people who seem to have their affairs in order, and they seem to be very, very okay. You get like predictable per se. So I think when it comes to Denji, him having that mentality, I think it gives him an upper hand. And we saw that during that fight. He was very reckless. He is very reckless. So, and Denji is going to be a bad man, I suspect.
definitely.
Yeah, because that devil wanted him. You get? I don't think you guys remember that.
It walked up into this hotel, making threats and demands.
And demands.
It walked up in here. Give me Denji or
Denji is going to be something in the coming episodes.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to something like
can that. Can I say something, Gab?
Yeah, sure.
One thing I also we have to flesh out and talk about is also the fact that like Denji is like not like the typical anime character that we actually encounter. Like you can see there is like a difference. Like something actually very funny is that now for him, in terms of motivation, while like we have so many anime characters that are motivated like to make the world better, he's motivated by simply what? Boobs. So I think it's pretty interesting, like that dynamic. And then another thing you also have to talk about is the fact that I feel like the Chainsaw Man's actually pulling a bit of inspiration from Jujutsu Kaisen. When you talk about that that thing of fear, where like the devils get stronger, the more like they are feared.
Yeah, definitely. I believe there's a trace thread of a similarity between most shonen that are themed this way. Supernatural, grotesque, dark-ish anime have the theme of fear or negative emotion actively fueling opposition, which is demon spirits or anything of the kind. This is another thing I believe that they have a lot of limitless potential to play around with. They could do so much with this whole fear element. I believe it is part of why Chainsaw Man's chains hurt so much. It's because pain and fear share a face. They are very, very similar emotions.
What's happening? Are you like a, what do they call them, therapists and whatnot?
Yeah, you know how we roll. You can't just come here with uncultured thoughts and opinions. We had to refine the thought process.
These are very
excellent insights into the whole thing. Could you give us some insight, Adrian? Maybe a few closing remarks in this regard.
Yeah, I think another interesting thing that I would also like to see is Makima, like the lady that is the one that's
Makima, the eye patch girl.
Like I Makima, like the lady, like the boss, like this devoted as for like work for. Like I want to see, I don't know, like their organization seems a bit shaky. I don't know if like their main goal is simply like eliminate all devils, but they seem like they're also after something else that like, just not understand.
Yeah, that's not sure because this, we see a scene where there's a very big official in the organization saying something like other countries are using devils, are weaponizing devils, using them in the military and something like that. So I believe they're playing towards a bigger conspiracy type situation, a bigger, I don't know, what do you see? What do you say?
She seems very manipulative of like Denji. I feel like she's taking so much advantage of like Denji situation. So it comes off like, we look at it like actually she's on like the good side, but I feel like there's something there that we still have to understand. But all in all, I think for my closing remarks, I think Chainsaw Man has a lot to actually. There's so much we can actually expect to see in like season two. I feel like for me, it will get much better when we get like season two, when we dive into like that actual story, like the Gun Devil, like the interactions. I feel like that's where I'll actually enjoy it much more. But so far, so good. Like I don't have any big complaint. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. So far, it is so far so good. I too have no qualms. Maybe one tiny thing. I just hope they don't end up like Tokyo Ghoul. Please, Lord, don't let them end up like Tokyo Ghoul. Those guys did the same thing. Season one, the best. Chef's kiss. And then season two, oh, garbage. So let's hope these guys keep the energy, keep the pace. And season one ends on a high note to keep us hyped. Because as you know nowadays, the anime watching scene these days is very hype fueled. If your show is not very, if it doesn't have a very mass hype following behind it, probably won't get as much
TV
or screen time. Yeah, let's hear some closing words from our naughty corner victim. She'll close for us.
Adrian, I don't know if you're still there. I just have to say this. I'm so sorry if this episode will even get the hype that it needs. Because I feel like Chainsaw Man was like super, super boring.
Again, coming from someone who hasn't even watched one whole episode.
I stepped on the bad demon, but like, thank you so much, Gabriella, for taking over the hosting. On site, some mad guy is there still talking, trying to get himself laid. In Thailand, I hope he's okay. Did you even get laid?
Yo, bro.
But we miss you, Adrian. We hope you're coming back very, very soon to have an, like, in person. All of us need to be here. And this episode is great. Leave your comments below in the comment section. Any anime that you want us to do next, always just leave that in the comment section.
You love Bleach, and I'm sure
yes, that was going to be like the ending bit. Yeah, we're going to pass through the first part of the first few episodes that have come out from Bleach. Right now they're on 7.
Yeah, no, they're on 6.
7.
Six.
The 7th was out,
seven,
my guy. Let me tell you, I have episode 7 on my phone
today,
right now.
Auntie, when did you
download it? Last week. This week, rather. I'm telling you.
Fine.
Anyway, so we're going to do Bleach. I know for sure we're going to do Bleach for our next episode. Surely 10 episodes would have been out by then. But guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Follow us on our social media platforms. On Twitter, we are The After Show. On Instagram, we are The After Show UG. And also follow us on Anchor, where we host our podcast. Thank you so much. See you next time.
While you wait, we've got some hilarious jokes to share.
Peace.
Okay, good. This is episode 2, right?
Just say this is the final episode.
Let me check
that up. It's season 3 special.
Season 3 special.
Hey.